Spirituality Center presents Muffin Talk with Beate.
Kia ora and welcome to our Muffin Talk. Muffin Talk is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Epsom. We are a retreat center. We offer spiritual guidance, Christian meditation, and personal development. Once a week, I invite a visitor to join me in the studio to talk about our center, our programs, or about social justice. Today, my visitor is Sister Christina Cathro. Sister Christina, a warm welcome to our radio program.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Sister Christina Cathro is a member of the International Congregation of the Sisters of Our Lady of the Missions. She has taught at St. Stephen's Theological College at the University of Alberta, Canada, and later became adjunct professor at that college. She has many years of experience in spiritual direction, retreat, leadership, and workshop presentations. To all of her involvement, she brings a passionate sensitivity for beauty and transformation. Sister Christina is one of the spiritual companions who come regularly to the Mercy Spirituality Center to meet with her clients. She also facilitates retreats at our center. I invited her to the studio to share her experience as spiritual companion. Christina, you are trained in spiritual direction. I understand that the word direction can be perceived in a misleading way. It may sound as if the director has the answers and the persons who seek his or her support just need to follow an advice. Is that the reason for the tendency to use the title companion today?
Yes, Beata, for sure. The term direction, of course, can be perceived as quite misleading. The term, of course, comes from a very long and valued tradition, but the term itself in no way gives responsibility for one's life to another person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important. I prefer the word companion, one who accompanies another person in their faith journey with God, with the sacred in their lives. Spiritual companioning for me is to do with growing and maintaining our relationship with God, with the sacred. And for me, it's realizing that God is not separated from the everyday events of our lives. God, in fact, is woven through them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty amazing, really.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual direction is about growing and developing our prayer life so that we can stay in touch with God and know when we are being led by God.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is speaking all the while.
Yeah.
It's just we need to
listen
and understand how God speaks to us. Because I think the other thing is God speaks to us uniquely.
Yes.
As uniquely as we are made, different from each other, God speaks to us uniquely as well. And for me too, it's about entering the capital S of silence.
The capital S of silence.
Yeah. Staying there. That's where we meet God. And I thought, now how can I describe, explain that a little bit more fully? So I thought, to take the phrase, be still and know that I am God.
Mm-hmm.
And then I break it down. Be still and know that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Be still and know. Be still. Be. And you can already feel an energy change, can't you?
Yes.
Because we're actually beginning that centering process that takes us right into the heart of God. Because God's tapping away here saying, I'm here. I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I will come to you in the silence.
Nice words. Beautiful. So I will remember the capital S of silence. So you already described a little bit about the spiritual direction and spiritual companionship. I remember from Latin companion, I think that it comes from sharing the same bread.
That's right.
Companion.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. It's all related.
And are all the spiritual directors religious sisters, or are they also lay persons who offer this spiritual companionship?
You know, I was at a spiritual directors meeting about 6 weeks ago. Only two of us were religious sisters.
Oh, so the majority.
Out of a group of 35.
Yeah.
So that gives you a sense of the change really over the years.
That's interesting. Only,
yeah.
Okay. And can you, were now mentioning of meetings with spiritual directors. Can you tell me a little bit about their training? What do they have to learn, and do they have to study theology if you want to center God?
Actually, the training is quite extensive.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, for sure, have a relationship with God. You have to know how to be in touch with God. You have to train basically in basic skills, obviously, of counseling, listening, psychology, all the great wonderful body of work that is out there that helps us to be really good spiritual directors. The difference with a spiritual director is, of course, where is God in this?
Mm-hmm.
But that would be the key thing all the time, you know, because we're always facing, aren't we, those four big life questions. Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
What am I here for? What do I stand for? And who stands with me?
Mm-hmm.
So at all stages of life, I'm negotiating those four questions. So part of the training is helping us intensely to negotiate that, firstly, in our own lives.
And first to ask the questions to yourself.
That's right. And then to learn to, it's all about listening, really.
Mm-hmm.
Listening, 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 and accompanying, so that you can ask those same questions. Of course, you're not going to put them like that, but to ask those same questions in a person's life, because it's the, when we get in touch with who we most deeply are, that's the point of spiritual direction, eh?
Mm-hmm.
When we get in touch with that, we realize that we are persons deeply, deeply, deeply loved by God.
Mm-hmm.
Unimaginably loved by God. That's almost too scary to think about, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. That this God desires that personal relationship with us.
Yeah.
But when we get a glimpse of it, as Thomas Keating would say, you know, the great spiritual writer, it's a quantum leap in the spiritual journey. God loves me.
Mm-hmm.
Unimaginably. All I have to do is cooperate with that love. I think that's beautiful. So we learn how to do that. And, of course, you've got to learn how to share from your own life experience.
And each person is different, so
that's
you'll
right.
ask the questions in different ways. Or
absolutely. In a way, you're helping a person mine, you know, mining mm-hmm. for gold, mine their own wonderful life experience and where God is
mm-hmm.
on that journey.
How long does it take, this training?
Well, I think it varies for different people. I had 2 years at Duquesne University in the States. I did another 2 months here, a wonderful gathering of experienced spiritual directors in New Zealand
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Yeah.
Then I did another couple of months retraining when I was out there in Guelph, Ontario, Canada, heart of Jesuit country.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that you keep refreshing yourself and keep on top of what's going on.
I can imagine that it's very difficult to do the exams in the end, because the theory is easy, to learn, but the practical part, because you might know a lot about psychology and all the theory, but how do you test somebody? Is he or she a good spiritual director?
Well, you know what? You have to practice in front of each other. And that certainly, I think it's marvelous. And we have a group experience that we call group supervision. There's three of us who get together.
Yes.
And we, that's our supervision group. So we literally have to practice with each other and bring cases that we might need help with. Yes. Of course, you have to disguise all the elements of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be put out for the group. What did I do here? What didn't I do? You would be asked, well, why didn't you think of that? Or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it's a big challenge.
It is a big challenge.
Thank you for that explanation. And for those of you who've just tuned in, you're listening to Muffin Talk with Beate. This program is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Epsom. If you miss any of our programs, please check out www.planetaudio.org.nz/muffintalk. Or send me an email at muffintalk840@gmail.com. My visitor today is Sister Christina Cathro. She offers spiritual companionship and retreats at our Mercy Spirituality Center. Sister Christina explained to us what spiritual direction was and why it's more, the tendency is more to call it companionship instead of direction. And because she explained that it was more about accompanying people in the journey with God and to help them growing and maintaining the relationship with God. And something that stuck out for me was the big capitals S for silence, silence and listening, and the sentence, be still and know that I am God. Therefore, the training is quite extensive.
It is.
And it is a challenge to become a spiritual director, and I imagine that you must have a passion for it.
Oh, I love that work. I think this. I've been a high school teacher as well in my past, and leader of this or that or the next thing. But my most favorite work actually is spiritual direction. To see people growing in that relationship with God is pure privilege, actually.
That's
because it also grows your own.
Yeah.
You think, wow, little miracles all over the place.
We've talked about those who offer spiritual direction like you and your training. And what about the people who come to see you? You said these people help you grow yourself. But can you tell me more about the people who come and ask for spiritual guidance?
You know, people from all walks of life come back. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Builders, dentists, doctors, housewives, young people, any age group.
Mm-hmm. What about different faiths? Do you have to be of a different, because you walk alongside with them or you help them in their journey growing their relationship with God? Do they have to be Christian, Catholic?
Well, I'm best with working with Christian. It doesn't have to be Catholic. It can be any
Christian denomination.
Mm-hmm. Full for sure.
Yes.
And I enjoy that, actually. In fact, in Canada, I probably had more other Christian faiths than I had Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And I think too, you don't just leave it with Christianity. You're able to work with all those wonderful faith traditions that we have in the world,
right? Yeah.
Buddhist, all of them are a real gift in the world to us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for my best work is with those who are in the Christian tradition.
Yeah, you can relate better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. because I think that you have to understand a lot about their backgrounds in order to know how they are thinking and how you can relate to them.
For sure. And as you know, the spiritual direction is about meeting Jesus in your heart. And that's where I'm most comfortable, but that's the faith I was born into.
But in order to ask for spiritual guidance, you'd first have to ask. So how do people create awareness for it, or how? When the people come for the first time, what do they tell you? Do they tell you, we read it in the programs of the Mercy Spirituality Center that you were offering retreats and spiritual guidance? Or do they come because somebody else recommended it?
I think the two key ways are somebody else has recommended them, mm-hmm. or they've seen a notice somewhere that says this. And the spirit will use anything and everything to nudge us. Uh-huh. To nudge us along to a deeper wholeness, a deeper integrity in ourselves. If we listen to those nudges and the timing is right and we happen to read that on the board, we're probably going to respond.
So we have to put it on the board?
Yes. See it posted somewhere and think, oh, yeah, I'm going to give that a go.
And so you said builder and all kind of different professions, builder and dentist, you mentioned. So not only women and not only of a certain age, all age groups?
All age groups.
Is there
even a 95-year-old?
Is there any majority? Like, I could imagine that at a certain time of your life, you're more likely to think about the four questions that you mentioned earlier.
I think for sure midlife.
Mm-hmm.
Midlife, when everything's thrown up before us, and those four questions again come into a sharper focus.
Can you repeat them again, please?
Who am I?
Yes.
Who am I now?
Mm-hmm.
What am I here for? Because sometimes we get lost in that.
Mm-hmm.
What do I stand for? What's my life all about?
Mm-hmm.
And who stands with me?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And they're constantly renegotiated. Again, as that spirit gives us a little nudge. You're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this now. But midlife, as you know, when everything's up for grabs.
So once you've read, for your clients have read that there was spiritual guidance available, and they are interested in looking for somebody, how do they pick the right one? Because as you said, every person is different. So I assume every spiritual guide director is different.
Sure.
And how can you find the right person to help you walking alongside with you?
Well, I suggest if a person wants to come, they go to the person they see advertised or the person that they've been put on to.
Mm-hmm.
And if that person, if I see that person would be better with another spiritual director,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to put him or her onto her.
So you would recommend another person?
Yes, I would say, did you think about so-and-so? I think you might be better with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How's the reaction then?
Pardon?
How is the reaction of people, well, if you tell them, well, maybe you're better with another person?
I've never had a negative on it. I think that they know too that inside, that probably, because you've got to click with each other.
Yes.
You've got, you're sharing at the deepest possible sense of yourself and mm-hmm. your relationship with God. So you really have to click with that person.
Yeah, you have to trust them.
Yeah, you do. It's a real trust and privileged relationship that you enter into. Contract, really. But if you can see that it could be more for that person,
mm-hmm.
it's a good idea.
Do the spiritual directors have certain areas where they are, like, not specialists, but where in which they work a lot? Because you could you could say, well, I like working with younger people more or with older people, or I like working with people who have grief issues or some other.
I've certainly known spiritual directors who work better with grief issues, for sure. And that's a good distinction, actually.
So you could offer that, but in general, every spiritual director will accompany you through whatever.
I would think so, because that's what they're trained in, for sure.
Can you give me an example of how the structure of one of these sessions looks like?
I can give you an idea of what I do. When a person comes, I always like to begin with a piece of music or a poem, something that centers us both into what's the time that we're about to spend together. So I'll use that to center us, and then I will go straight into, well, what's been happening for you this week or this month. And and as you're listening, of course, the issue will present itself in terms of where you need to lead that person in relationship to God. And a session will last 1 hour.
1 hour.
It really, it's very rare that it would go over an hour, because it's quite intensive for both parties. And I would, 9 times out of 10, probably ask a person to go home, maybe reflect with a poem or a piece of scripture or listen to a song over and over, depending on where they're at. Just to keep them centered until I see them again, and depthing in their relationship with God.
And so how many times do you see them? Depends on the people. Or
once a month, generally. But one person that I was dealing with who was working with major issues of sexual abuse, and where is God in all of this? Well, I used to see her every 2 weeks because that was more important to do so.
I think what you mentioned now, I think that listening to someone's fears and sorrows and troubles seems like a major task of the spiritual directors. How do you manage to be compassionate and at the same time keep hope alive?
Well, that's a good question. I think that you're listening intently. You're listening. You're actually listening so that you want to bring hope to that person, because hope is the essential message of the essential Christian message.
Yes.
There is always hope.
Yes.
But before you get to that place, oftentimes you do have to listen to all the sorrow. You have to be a container for that. You have to be such a container that you don't let it in and
pull yourself
that's
down.
That's right. Because you're there for that person. And when the time is right, you just know when to suggest to somebody that they might like to read this piece of scripture as a sign of hope, or they might like to pick up that poem, or they might like to listen to this song. You do. You know it intimately, inside in and inside out. Of course, I think the other part of that question and answer is you have to resource yourself constantly. I would constantly resource myself with walking in nature, which does wonders for me.
Yes,
it's like God just lifts everything, and you see beauty all around you. And
that's why the people come to the Mercer Spirituality Center. There's so much beauty around.
Gorgeous.
I think that when you're faced with life-changing decisions and you're emotionally involved, I think that it's very helpful to have somebody walking alongside with you.
Yes, yes.
And what do you think of this idea of just when you have an important decision to make, that you go and have one session with a spiritual director?
I think it's a great idea, because it helps us to gain perspective. It helps us, if you like, to put the issue outside of ourselves, take a good look at it, walk all around it, and options open up. Oftentimes, options only open when we share with another person.
Who is outside and not emotionally involved.
That's right. That's right. And then, of course, where's God nudging me in that? What is God's perspective on this? Because if we listen, we'll know.
We have to be ready for listening. I've heard in one homily about the Ten Commandments, and it said, which one is the first? It's listen, because that's even before the first one.
Wonderful.
What would you recommend to somebody who's thinking about seeking spiritual support, but who's not sure where to go, which way to go, and if he or she should do it?
I'd say call the spiritual director up and arrange for an initial interview. And you will know in the course of that interview whether you want to come back or whether this is not for you.
Okay.
But I think an initial interview is a really good idea.
The initial interview would be an hour?
It would be an hour.
Okay.
Yes. Just come along and we'll have a chat. Could be over coffee. I've met people in... I was going to say Starbucks, but that's in the Northern Hemisphere. I've met people in McDonald's.
So anywhere where you can reach them.
Yes.
That's good. Thank you very much, Christina, for your explanations on spiritual direction. And if you want to hear anything more about spiritual direction, or if you seek advice or would like to have contact with Christina, please have a look at our website, www.mercyspiritualitycenter.org.nz. We have several spiritual directors of different backgrounds who offer their services at our premises. One of them is Christina. Please register and ring 09 for Auckland, 638-6238. And if you have any further questions or feedback on my Muffin Talks, please send an email to muffintalk840@gmail.com. We are broadcast every Friday at 8:40 a.m. And now I'd like to draw your attention to some upcoming events in our Mercy Spirituality Center in Epsom. Friday 4th, that's today, to Sunday the 6th of July, Father Peter, together with Mary McLister and Michael Doherty, will start the Essential Teaching Workshop. I interviewed Father Peter in last week's Muffin Talk. His workshop starts today at 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. and continues tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday 5th and 6th of July from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you still want to attend this retreat, please register quickly and give us a call at Auckland 09-638-6238 or check out our website at www.mercyspiritualitycenter.org.nz. Next week, Saturday the 12th of July, we have The Quality of Mercy is Not Strained with Pip Nichols. This will be a retreat with a focus on the contemporary value of mercy for us and the need for mercy in the world. Saturday, 12th of July, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at our Mercy Spirituality Center in Epsom. Booking is essential. Friday, 8th and Saturday, 9th of August, Alexander Shire offers a retreat with the topic Walking the Four-Path Christ Journey. Alexander Shire was my guest in the studio at the beginning of June. And if you want to listen to our conversation on the radio, you can still do so by looking at the website of Radio FM 104.6 at the website www.planetaudio.org.nz/muffintalk and check out the archived interviews, and then you'll find Alexander Shire. And if you like to come for a retreat in our center, we have several retreat days and weeks throughout the week and throughout the year. The next one with Sister Christina will be at the end of the year from the 7th to the 13th of December. For all retreats, please have a look at our website or give us a call at Auckland 638-6238. And if you like to stay the night in our center or come for an individual silent retreat, you're most welcome. Please get in touch with us and register. For any feedback on my interviews, please contact me at muffintalk840@gmail.com. And if you miss any of our programs or want to listen to the interview again, have a look at www.planetaudio.org.nz/muffintalk. Thank you very much, and until next week. Thank you.